بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خطب أحمرت عيناه وعلى صوته واشتد غضبه حتى كأنه منذر جيش يقول: سبحكم ومساكم. Last hadith in this chapter that where we are prohibited from all bid'at, from bringing new things into deen, whether they are the old bid'at or the new bid'at of modernism and westernism, any new things to bring them into deen which are not according to Quran and hadith, this is totally prohibited. So in this hadith, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that it was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to give the khutbah, then his eyes used to become red, bloodshot red, وَعَلَىٰ صَوْتُهُ, and he should raise his voice, وَاشْتَدَّ غَضَبُهُ, and his anger should become severe, حَتَّى كَأَنَّهُ مُنْذِرُ جَيْشٍ, so much so that he was the commander of an army, and he is commanding his army what they must do. So in that way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give his khutbah. It was not like a sing-song type of thing, or a thing to make people happy, but it was a message that was given, and every message of deen is a very serious message, and it must be given also in a serious way. It must not be made light in any way or anything. It must be given also in a serious way. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then one khutbah, he said, سَبَّحَكُمْ وَمَسَّاكُمْ, that be careful of your morning and your evening. That is, he's warning them that there is an impending army that is going to attack in the morning or in the evening. An army that has come very close, a very strong army, and they are very close. So be warned about it. In that way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should draw the attention of the Sahaba. ويقول, and in the khutbah he said further, وُرِثْتُ وَأَنَا وَالسَّاعَةُ كَهَاتَيْنِ, I have been sent and the day of Qiyamah like these two. وَيَقْرِنُ بَيْنَ أُصْبَعَيْهِ السَّبَابَةِ وَالْوُسْطَى, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his forefinger and the index finger together, the two fingers together, and he said, in this way I have been sent with Qiyamah. In other words, now Qiyamah is very close, and if we consider the whole period from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam right through Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, how many thousands of years have passed. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has come as the final messenger and the last. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, me and Qiyamah have come so close, like the two fingers put together. So, but yet we are after all this, even after 1400 years, we still regard Qiyamah as very far. And we don't think of preparing for Qiyamah. We are more preparing for our small things of dunya. Holidays are much more important for us. Small sports, entertainment are important. But we should see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about Qiyamah. So Qiyamah is very close. وَيَقُولُ أَمَّا بَعَدُ, and then in his bayan, after the beginning, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam then gave the following advices. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, the best of all talks is the book of Allah. If you want to really have good conversation, the best conversation is with the book of Allah, the Quran Sharif. In other words, read the Quran Sharif. And how a person from talking with friends, etc., with his wife, his family, he gets enjoyment. The greatest enjoyment should be in the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif should be our greatest companion. It is the best companion a person can have, and the best person you can have a conversation with. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of gifts is the gifts, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The most perfect way of life, which Allah Ta'ala has perfected in every aspect, is the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that has been given to us as well, the Quran and the Hadith. وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the worst of all matters is to bring bid'at, new things into deen. The deen has been complete by Quran and Hadith, and now to bring new things into deen, this is one of the worst things. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah, every new thing that is brought into deen is a thing of misguidance. It's going to lead you astray. And every bid'ah, every new thing comes, it replaces one sunnah. A sunnah, a farad, goes out of one's life when a person brings bid'ah. And the other thing is, it is misguidance. It's going to take you to Jahannam. كُلُّ بِمُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. All this will take you to Jahannam. So be very careful of that. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ. And then Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام further also said, أَنَا أَوْلَى بِكُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. I'm more closer to any believer than his own nafs also. Then his own life also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I'm more closer to him. وَمَنْ تَرَكَ مَالًا فَلِأَهْلِهِ. Any person who leaves wealth when he's passing away, that will go to his family people. I don't have a share in that is not mine. However, وَمَنْ تَرَكَ دَيْنًا أَوْ ضِيَاءً فَإِلَيَّ وَعَلَيَّ. And a person who leaves behind him he's owing people money, or there's children that can get destroyed, nobody to care for those children, then that is to me, and that is on me. I'm responsible for that. I will pay the debt of any person, and also children that can be destroyed, nobody to look after them, is my responsibility. Like the government, the state takes over the need, when a person is left in this condition, the Islamic Khilafat is such that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam established, whatever you have for yourself will go to your family. But whatever is on you, you are owing people money, your children do not have anywhere to go to, then they will take over. In this way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sets a perfect example. Rawahu Muslim wa anil irbab ibn Sariya, hadith is sabit bi bab al hafiza, muhafazati ala sunnah. So this is a very important hadith also. The further explanation, inshallah, we will explain it. So it is hadith, the crux of it and the relevant part, that we must stay away from all bid'at and all muhdathat, all new things which are not supported by Quran and Hadith. We must totally abandon that. Whether it is the old type of bid'at, whether it is new bid'at, having birthday parties for example, all different types of functions which are taking place, all Western, we're becoming westernized and becoming modern and trying to make Islam modern, all this must be shunned completely. We must follow the original sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. SubhanAllah.